We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Basketball Coaches Show with Shantae Leggins and Wendy Schuler. Brought to you by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Gus Johnson Ford, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well. And by Pepsi. Live from 24 Taps Burgers and Brews, here's the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
Welcome to the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show for this Monday night, the 2nd of December, 2019. I'm Larry Weir. Coming up on this program, head men's basketball coach Shantae Leggins will join us. We will have men's assistant coach David Riley in. He will tell us about the University of Washington. That's the next opponent for the Eagle men coming up on Wednesday night. And women's basketball coach Wendy Schuler will be here. Women had a tough loss last night, fell 53-52 at the hands of Pepperdine on Reese Court. It was their home opener. Eastern had a two-point lead. Pepperdine had the ball. Bella Cravens blocked a shot, and it went out of bounds with just over 2 seconds left on the sidelines. And I was thinking, oh, if it just hadn't gone, if Bella hadn't swatted it quite so hard. But I just kind of had the feeling in the pit of my stomach. And sure enough, the inbounds pass, three-pointer, and the game winner for Pepperdine, 53-52 over the Eagles. Cravens had 17 points, 12 rebounds in the contest, played spectacular basketball. 13 points for Kennedy Dickey, the freshman. But this young Eagle team now, on the women's side, they are 0-5, heading into a ball game on Sunday against Northwest Christian. And that ball game starts at 1 o'clock, and it's part of a doubleheader on Reese Court. And it's the next chance you have, unless you want to travel to Seattle to see the men on Wednesday, to see the Eagle men and women with your own eyeballs. On Sunday, it's a doubleheader starting at 1, the Eagle women against Northwest Christian. That game followed at 3 o'clock by the Eagle men as they take on North Dakota in a big game as far as non-conference games go, as Eastern got a big win in their last game against Belmont on Tuesday of last week, 87-82. Belmont was the ninth-ranked team in the mid-major poll at that point in time. I believe the mid-major polls are put out on Wednesdays, so it'll be interesting to see if Eastern gets into the mid-major poll this coming week. Eastern was getting votes last week, but they were well down the list. They'd have to vault over a lot of teams. But if you beat the number 9 team in the mid-major poll, that should help leap you over a lot of people. So we'll see. But home wins against North Dakota and Omaha, which are the next two home games, or two of the next three home games for Eastern, would be a big push as well for that. So Eagle men at home against North Dakota on Sunday in the nightcap of the doubleheader with the Eagle women. You can get your tickets in advance by going online to GoEags.com and click on the tickets link. And tickets are very affordable, starting at $8. I believe those are for senior citizens and students. $15 is the top price ticket, though. I think it's $10 for general admission for adults. So great ticket prices and an opportunity to get two games for the price of one on Sunday when the Eagle women are at home at 1 and the men follow at 3:30. So the Eagle men coming off the victory over Belmont on Tuesday, 87-82. They're 4-2 now on the season. Ellis Magnuson had another big game. He had a good game against High Point, followed it up with an even better game against Belmont on Tuesday. 13 points, 9 assists. So just an assist away from a double-double and his second double-figure assist game on the season. And Magnuson was named as the College Sports Madness Big Sky Conference Player of the Week for this past week. We'll see what the Big Sky Conference does with their Player of the Week release, which will be coming up, I believe, tomorrow. So Ellis Magnuson, another big game. He and Kasan Rouse, a couple of freshman guards, played well. Mason Peetling led six players in double figures for the Eagles with 17 points in that ball game. A very balanced scoring attack. Kim Aiken had his fourth double-double of the season. And so the Eagles 4-2 going into the ball game at Washington on Wednesday. Huskies ranked 22nd and 23rd in the two major polls, 22nd in the Associated Press poll, 23rd in the coaches poll. They play tonight against South Dakota. I'd like to know who scheduled that, because we have a big Monday night football game that's going on in Seattle right now. So I don't know if anybody will be at this Husky game tonight, but the Huskies are playing South Dakota tonight. They will play the Eagles on Wednesday. We will have the pregame show for you starting at 6:30 with a tip-off time at 7 o'clock from the former Heck Edmondson Pavilion, now called Alaska Airlines Arena in Seattle. All right, when we come back, coming up on this program, we will hear from women's coach Wendy Shuler, men's assistant Dave Riley. But up next, Shante Leggins, head coach for the Eagle men, coming off the win over Belmont. We look ahead to the game at Washington. That's next here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm Trevor, owner of 24 Taps Burgers and Brews. One important thing I learned from Josh when we opened, he'd tell me, no compromise. We offer no less the high-quality dining experience he envisioned for you. No compromise on high-quality food and service. To this day, I've always stressed no compromise to my staff at 24 Taps as well. We take your patronage seriously. On each visit, you deserve only our best. Join us for dinner tonight. 24 Taps Burgers and Brews, 24 North Lincoln.
There's something big happening downtown, something that'll get your heart racing at top speed. At Larry H. Miller, downtown Honda's number one CRV event. With an incredible selection and financing as low as 0% APR, CRVs will be going, gone. The number one CRV event is the event to race to. Larry H. Miller, downtown Honda Spokane, driven by you.
0% APR financing for 36 months on LX CRV models when financed through Honda Motor Company. 36 monthly payments at $27.78 per 1,000 borrowed on approved credit. All prices plus tax, title, license fees, and 150 dealer document fee. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Got Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to 18 nonstop destinations provided by six major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Boise, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Everett, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. And starting June 4th, Houston. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
Welcome back. Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here this evening, and it's time to talk to Eagle head coach Shante Leggins. Eastern, by the way, at Washington on Wednesday. We'll be on the air at 6:30. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off there. And then on Saturday, Eastern back at home, part of a doubleheader with the Eagle women's basketball team, and that game will start. The men's game will start at 3:30. The women's game starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So the Eagles back at home, and that starts a nice little three-game homestand for the Eagle men as well. So Coach Leggins is here now. Coach, let's look back at the Belmont game. That was an outstanding win against a team that's in the top 100 still in the RPI in Belmont, and and they were number 9 in the mid-major poll. So one of the best wins, if not the best non-conference win that we've had at home in a long time.
Yeah, you know, they're a good basketball team. You know, we're excited when we saw them on the schedule. We saw that they were coming to our place. Usually teams like that, we either play in a neutral site or we try to get them at their place. And, you know, we're trying to get to where Belmont's at. You know, we want to be in that upper echelon of you know, mid-major programs. You know, we want to be able to battle against the teams like them and other good mid-major teams. And I feel like we can get there. We're getting there, actually. I don't feel like we're getting there. We're getting there. And I like the fact that, you know, we had a great crowd. Our team was ready, prepared. They're ready to go. They came out and played and they battled. Through adversity that game, some fouls, some you know, it was just a back-and-forth game, and our team was prepared, and they played really well, and I couldn't be more excited and proud of the team for how they came out and demonstrated, you know, the Eastern will on that team, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
You have a pretty young basketball team. You've got a lot of experience with guys like Mason and with people like Jacob and Jack Perry and folks like that, but you've got still a pretty young team with a lot of freshmen and a lot of sophomores. And we saw a lot of those freshmen and sophomores play exceptionally well last week against Belmont.
Oh, yeah. I think our coaches do a great job of going out and evaluating talent. You know, you go up and down our roster, and not many other guys had other scholarship offers to other schools. And they come in here and they work hard. They got a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, we watch. We love team guys from winning programs. We like great character guys. We like guys that, you know, are could self-maintain in the classroom. We know that they'll be able to handle themselves outside, and it always shows up on the court. And, you know, when you get a full team of guys who believe, and then you get great guys that you can win or lose with, like you can lose a game at Boston College the way we lost and still be happy about the guys you're coaching. I have a lot of coaching friends that when they lose games or even when they win games, they're just not happy. And, you know, win, lose, or draw, the guys that the coaches and the players that were in the locker room with us, you know, we I love them, and I'd do anything I could to help them and be successful, all of them. And so it's just fun to watch these guys come in, and especially the young guys and the young talent come in and play hard and do everything that, you know, you're asking them to do and more. And that's what builds a great culture. You got guys like Kim, Mason, and Jacob, our leaders, always in the gym, working out by themselves, doing things by themselves and with a teammate. And the other guys, the younger guys, come in and pick up on that, and they take it to the next level, and that's just how you get a great culture. And so the young guys came in, they played great. It was fun to watch Tanner and his brother have that moment in the game with a high-low pass to each other. You know, they're really excited. It was a fun moment, and it was fun to get out there and see them play hard.
With Jack Perry's injury, you've moved Kasan Rouse into the starting lineup the last two games, and he and Ellis Magnuson together at guard have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Two freshmen that we're going to get to see play together probably for a lot of their careers.
A long time. Triple fives, they call themselves. And it's fun to watch them play. Ellis, their personalities are different, but they both have the same tenacity on the court, and they both fight for anything they need. And you know, Ellis is a really good point guard. I mean, he's had three games this year. We've played six. He's had three games where he's had 10, 9, and 8 assists. And that's a pretty good stretch out of six games. And the other ones, maybe his coach pulled him out a little bit too early and didn't have any faith in him. But he's proven me wrong sometimes. And so it's great when players can do that. And then Kassan is just a kid who's always there. He wanted the guard. The number five from Belmont, their best player, was averaging 20 points and 4 threes a game, and he came in and said he's not going to let him hit a three, and he didn't. He went 0-for-4 from three, and Kassan loves the challenges, and those two guys played great together. And you know, you just when you're able to see them and how much fun they're having playing is always a big deal.
Defense was huge in this game, even though they scored 82 points. They've got the big boy down low got 30 of them. Yeah. And you take him out, and they shot probably under 40% from the field or pretty close to that. So yeah. I thought defense was big.
It was huge. The thing with that game and the reason that I thought we did have a great defensive game is, and we could have been a little bit better on the post one-on-one, but we told them, hey, we're not going to help out. It's got to be one-on-one on the post. And you're 2 feet away from the basket. You should be able to score the ball a lot of the times. That's why so many teams do different things to keep the ball out of the post. We didn't mind it going in there because we said they can't make enough two-pointers to beat us. And that was the game plan going in. Now, obviously, we got to do a better job of coaches to dig down a little bit and be able to get there and back to our guys on the perimeter. But, you know, our guys took everything we said to heart extremely, so we need to do a better job of showing them exactly what we wanted. You can't leave somebody down there on an island one-on-one like we did Mason and Tanner and those guys as they were inside. You know, but at the same time, they did everything they could. They at the big moments of the game, the guy missed a shot, turned it over, and he turned it over twice and missed two shots. And so, we did a good job of playing him by committee, but we got to do a better job as coaches to make sure he doesn't get as many good looks. We got to have our guys better prepared to dig down and get back to their shooters, which we told our guys they didn't want to make any threes. Do a good job. Hold them under 10 threes, we win. And we kept them at 9 or 8, I believe. And so they did what we asked them to do.
You've got a little momentum now. You've won two straight games. You played well in the Boston College game, so that's got to bode well for the schedule you have coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we go on the road, we play UW, and then I think we come back home after that and play three straight home games, which is awesome. Hasn't happened to me since I've been a head coach, so that's a great deal. But being able to go play the University of Washington, and then we sandwiched that in on the flip side with our last game of the season, our last game of preseason being against Gonzaga, is going to be a lot of fun. And we're playing in the state. You know, we're not going to leave the state of Washington from the 25th on. And so we've been here since November 24th, and we're going to stay here all the way until we have to go on the road on December 27th, which is really, really good for us. We're staying in the state of Washington. Guys are going to be able to handle their schoolwork, but it's great to be able to have this stretch. And, you know, going into UW with high hopes, you know, I really feel that if we play our game, we could win. You know, they're a great team. They got length. They got all the hype, and they got the players, and they got all that. They're the Pac-12 team. But I feel if we go in and play like we're supposed to, we can win that game. And that's what I want our team to go in, and they believe. And if they believe it, then we can win.
People will see that, and they'll say bulletin board material. But what are you supposed to believe, right? I mean, you're supposed to believe in your team. You're supposed to think your team wins. You know the Huskies are a great team.
Yeah, you know.
You've said that, but you're supposed to have that attitude, right?
Yeah, and if you don't, you shouldn't be playing sports. You go into every game think you can win, and it's not like we don't respect. I've watched them play a bunch, and I've watched a lot of film on them. They're talented from 1 through 12. I mean, they got McDonald's All-Americans. They got, you know, six or seven guys with over 7 foot wingspans, 7 foot long wingspans. You know, they shoot the three, they're athletic, they get out in transition, but it's like I told the guys, they put their shoes and socks on and their laces on just like we do. They just don't, you know, hover and just, you know, just put them on themselves. You gotta go in there and you gotta make sure you're battling. And if you believe, I mean, you could go win. I mean, Duke loses at home to, you know, to a good team out of Stephen F. Austin. You know, Kentucky loses to a team out of Evansville. Guys, I mean, teams lose. It's early in the season. And if your team believes, and that's what you're trying to build, you're trying to build that belief so when you get to the Big Sky, that's the ultimate goal for us is we're ready to go and we could win games. And we can go into the games thinking, hey, we're going to win this game. And that's what we should go into. And even last year when we played against Syracuse, I said, well, if we make, you know, 15 to 20 threes and we do a great job defensively, we can win. You know, you got to have a game plan that you believe in, and I think the guys will believe in the game plan we have, and you know, we just got to believe in ourselves and go out there and play. And you know, I was looking at some record. They haven't beaten we haven't beaten a ranked team since they beat St. Joe's in 2001. So it's a great opportunity. A lot of things could happen on Wednesday, and that's what we're going to, you know, we want to go and change some history.
How important are the in-state games, the Gonzagas, the Washingtons, the Seattles, if you get WSU back on the schedule at some point in time, just for perception among people who come to games?
It's great because if you look at it, you know, we have a lot of kids from the state of Washington. You know, some other schools don't from the state of Washington, but we do. You got Duke plays everybody in North Carolina. You know, they play everybody. You know, you got Pittsburgh playing against Penn. You got all those teams, they play against each other. And, you know, I wish we would do that in the state of Washington where we all just play against each other. It helps everybody out. You know, it's in-state games. It's not like, you know, we have bad RPIs. There's some teams that, you know, don't have their opportunity to play against these teams. And you want to be able to play, especially a state like Washington where you only have four D1 teams. I get California can't do that and Texas and other schools. But the state of Washington, the Northwest, we got something special, especially when it comes to basketball. And we should all play against each other. And the fans, they always ask me, well, why don't you get them on the schedule? Why can't you get them on the schedule? And we try, and they, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, and you know, timing and everything that, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know. But I want to play everybody in the state. I mean, I'll play Seattle. I want to play. I mean, we did have a closed door against Washington State. So, in essence, we will play every team in the state of Washington this year. That's a Division I team, which is awesome. And you know, I think that's something that you should always do, especially in states like Washington where you only have four D1 schools.
Yeah, it's great opportunities to get a little notoriety and hopefully get a few more fans in if you play well. And it's just great as far as playing against schools that these guys grew up rooting for or against.
Yeah, it's an awesome recruiting tool. Like, just imagine the UW-Gonzaga game this year, how fun that's going to be. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, pump up other teams, but that's going to be a fun game to watch, you know. Like, that's awesome. You know, Washington State plays Gonzaga. That'd be great, you know. And, you know, us playing, being able to play against Seattle, playing against UW right there. It's the travel's easy. The kids all know each other. You know, a lot of my kids grew up wanting to go to Gonzaga and UW and Washington State, you know. And, you know, they want to be able to play against those schools. Like, when I got my chance when I was in California, I got to play against USC. I had my best games. You know, that was my favorite school. You know, I wanted to go to USC. I didn't go there, but you know, it's just a lot of fun, and it gives, I think, a little different, you know, outlook. And it's just, I think you have a little bit more pride in those games. And even when, you know, you got a team like UW looking at Eastern, they're like, yeah, we still got to go play them. You know, they probably get up for us just like we do because they know each other. They know, you know, the kids from the state of Washington. They played against these guys all throughout there, you know, especially the Washington kids. And so it's a lot of fun, and I wish we can do it every year. You know, I try to get them on the schedule as much as possible. We're trying to get, you know, trying to iron some things out with those teams again this next year coming up, and that's just the goal. I said it'd be a lot of fun just play Northwest teams. That'd be awesome. We could just play in the Northwest for 11 of our preseason games. That'd be great.
That would be that would make scheduling a little bit easier.
Man, yes,
that's one
would.
Of the tough things of your job that people don't know about you. It's a jigsaw puzzle because you have some weeks where you can't play because of finals, and you've got Christmas holiday and so forth, so on. And you know, you look at it and you say, well, you've got 6 weeks, but that's difficult sometimes to get those 11 games in that time.
It is. And, you know, especially with some of the tournaments we have to be in, like the MTE we're in next year, and they give you 4 games, and you do whatever you kind of do to get home games. And so when a tournament's like, hey, we'll give you a home game against a Division I team, Belmont, you take it. You know, I'll go play 3 road games. You know, I'll take it. You know, we play that Summit Challenge where we know we're getting a home game against a Division I team. It's hard to get Division I teams to come out and play us at our home court because, you know, they look at our schedule and you hear sometimes, well, do you guys still have, you know, who's on your team, who's on your roster next year? Because everyone's trying to they want to coach wins, and that's always hard. And so at the end of the day, you take what you can get sometimes, as long as it's a home game. And so you take a couple games where it's like, oh, why would you go to St. Louis and Boston College? Well, we get Belmont at home. Is it worth it? I think so. We get the chance to go play High Point. We get a road game. We win. We get to travel. We get to go see Boston, go check out Boston. Some of the guys never been on a plane before. Some of the guys haven't been able to see some of the things in Boston, which is awesome. They got to practice in, you know, the Celtics facilities. They got to see, you know, and it's a lot of fun. You know, it's different. I think it's a great teaching tool. You know, some students won't ever, you know, ever get to do that, you know, and go see what they got to see and go to St. Louis and see the arch and just a lot of fun things while you're on the road. But at the same time, you know, you're trying to get better at basketball. You're trying to get them, but at the same time, you're trying to get them teaching and learning experiences and be able to travel, these guys, you know, and so they're having a great time. And so being able to get Belmont at home, I mean, we're going to have three games coming up here with North Dakota. That's because North Dakota and Omaha is because we're in the Summit Challenge, so that we got two D1 games there. And then, obviously, we could actually be like the big dog and bring in like a Multnomah or Portland Bible College every year, which we do, but I'd rather play against D1 teams at home so our fans get to see a great, great basketball game.
All right, so University of Washington is going to be a big challenge on Wednesday night. This is a team that's very talented, and right now the bulk of their scoring is being handled by three guys. That would be Stewart and Naz Carter and Jalen McDaniels.
Yes, two All-Americans, and then Naz Carter, who's really good. When I say All-Americans, I mean high school All-Americans. So they got two freshmen, and they got Naz Carter, who's really good. They have other guys coming off the bench that are very, very talented. We got to make sure we're prepared for them. They got size up and down their roster. They got a transfer from Kentucky that's a point guard that's really good. You're going to have to be able to defend him. And they got a kid named Wright who's about 6'9", three-point shooter. He does a lot of things that really could really stretch the defense out. And they just got size all the way through their lineup. And it's going to be fun to see how we can try to match up with these guys and how we're going to try to stop them, because, you know, they start 6'2", then they go Naz Carter's about 6'6", and then McDaniel 6'9", Wright 6'9", Stewart 6'9". They come in with a 7-footer, and they come in with another 6'9" guy. And then luckily they have another point guard that's about 6 foot. But at the same time, you as coaches, we're trying to figure out ways to stop them and make it hard for this team and give us a chance to win. And as players, you're looking forward to being able to play against Washington. And so it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you get to go over there and they're going to get to see some family and friends. And we get to play on Pac-12 Network, where we get to, you know, showcase Eastern Washington in the brightest lights. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Coach, thanks for the time as always, and we will talk to you next week, and we'll see you on Wednesday in Seattle.
Thank you, and go Eagles.
That's head coach Shante Leggins here with us on the Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll talk more Huskies with assistant coach Dave Riley. That's next. This is the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin, so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Have you tried everything to lose weight? Do you have multiple health issues related to your weight, such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or a body mass index over 35? If you answered yes to any of these questions, MultiCare Rockwood Clinic's Weight Loss Surgery Center may be the answer for you. Call 509-755-5120. The results you want, the support you need. MultiCare, here for you.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Look, if you're like me, you got a lot to remember. Like, remember to pick up some refreshingly cold lemon lime Mountain Dew Ice. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, here's my trick. If it's a nice day, I think nice rhymes with ice. And that reminds me, I better get some Mountain Dew Ice. Or if someone asks me for the time, I think time rhymes with lime, like in lemon lime. If I work at it, anything can remind me to get to the store and get myself some Mountain Dew Ice. Mountain Dew Ice. Remember to get some.
Eagle Athletics is growing. Last year was a record year for the Eagle Athletic Fund, and you can help advance the standard by making a gift to the EAF. The EAF provides scholarship support to more than 300 student-athletes participating in 14 sports. There's no better way to show your Eagle pride than to join the EAF. Membership offers great benefits, including priority in ordering tickets and tailgate passes, invitations to exclusive events, hospitality room access, and VIP parking. Make your gift online at goeags.com or call 509-359-6208.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk.
The younger you start saving for the future, the better, even if it's just a few dollars a month. It really does all add up.
One of the best saving strategies anyone can make is to pay yourself first, every month with an automatic savings plan. That way, it's in your account and off your mind.
For more tips and tricks, visit NumericaCU.com or drop by one of our branches to talk with a friendly money expert. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We will be with you on Wednesday from Seattle, University of Washington, 6:30 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off as the Eagles take on the Huskies. Then next Tuesday, we'll be at 24 Taps. It'll be our first Coaches Show live at 24 Taps, and that'll be the only one live at 24 Taps until after the new year. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, we hope to see you at 24 Taps in downtown Spokane. Assistant Coach Dave Riley joins us now. Let's talk, before we get to the Huskies, you had an opportunity to, when the Eagles went back to Boston a couple of weeks ago, you had an opportunity to take some of the players, and you got a little time to sightsee because you guys came in a day early. You came in on Monday for the game on Wednesday last week, but just talk about that experience a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it was an awesome trip. It was a really unique deal for us, getting there a day early, getting to spend a little time in the city. I had never been to Boston, and most of the guys hadn't either, so... we had that day off where we were able to practice it in the evening, so we took probably about half the team over to downtown. We were staying by Fenway, so we went downtown to go look at some historical sites, and the first thing we found out was the parking in Boston is difficult. So one of the cars ended up getting stuck and was about 30 minutes behind, but it was really a unique situation to be able to go see Paul Revere's house and all these different places where the revolution happened, and show our guys just kind of all the history that's there, because you don't see that too much on the West Coast, and especially in Spokane, but you go over to the East Coast, there's just so much history, and our guys kind of got to live a little bit of that and do a little bit more than just a basketball trip, which is fun. And then later on that evening we got to go to the Boston Celtics facility and practice there, which is another really cool experience for the guys, and we just weren't able to cap it off with the win the next day. But it was, all in all, a really, really cool trip to be able to go do that.
And that doesn't happen all the time when you get a chance to go on the road, that you have that extra day to where you can, because most of the time it's a business trip. You're in the day before, you get there later in the day probably, and then you play the next day and you're out the next morning.
Exactly. So we definitely made the most of it. We took them to a nice Italian restaurant as well. And like you said, the big sky, you hit a city, you go there, you watch some film, you see the hotel and wherever the coaches decide to go to dinner, but that's about it. But this is it's a fun trip for the guys.
And it's good to be able to do that on occasion when you're on the road, because, obviously even in the like in St. Louis, you didn't go that day early to see some of the sites. So it's good to do that at least once a year probably to make it more of an educational trip as well as a basketball trip.
No doubt. And our guys loved it. We got some Aussies that love to travel, and they were kind of leading our guys around. And then Kim Akin's always funny with the U.S. history, so he was on top of that.
All right, let's talk Huskies, because that's the next game up, and this is a team. I mean, obviously, they're one of the top 25 teams in the country. What strikes you first about this team? Is it the length and the athleticism?
No question. They're very long. They're big, and they're athletic, and what that does for them is that it makes them incredibly hard to guard in transition. That's been our big emphasis since we started kind of working towards guarding them and putting the scout in, is just making sure we limit their opportunities in transition, whether that means sprinting multiple guys back on our shots, or turnovers, how we're going to deal with our turnovers, because we are going to turn the ball over some against their zone. We just got to be prepared and not let those turnovers turn into points on the other end. So that's the biggest thing that stands out to me, is just how long and active they are, and then how great they are in transition. So that's definitely our emphasis defensively. and, you know, we'll kind of go from there.
They have struggled to shoot it from distance so far this year, but they have capable guys, so you know they're going to start shooting it from distance sooner or later.
Yeah, they got talented guys, and, you know, what I've noticed is with their guys that have the green light, they've missed their non-rhythm threes. When they get rhythm threes, they knock them down at a high clip. Nas Carter, McDaniels, a few of these guys. So we just got to be sure we break rhythm and then force them into contested non-rhythm threes. That's kind of our big emphasis with that.
This zone that they play, obviously they've got very long guys, very athletic guys, and it's hard to get a good shot against this zone, let alone whether it's a 23-foot three in rhythm or something closer. It's very hard to do.
Yeah, and they've done a great job. You know, you think 2-3, you say, okay, they're going to give up a bunch of threes. But the last couple of years we've played them, they've done a great job of taking that away. And last year they were one of the best teams in the country at taking away the three. Now they've got some younger guys that haven't figured that out all the way quite yet because they've given up threes at a high clip. But I think that's been a big emphasis in their press conferences, at least with the coaches. And so they've had a little time since their last game. I'm sure they're going to shore that up a little bit. And so we just got to do a good job taking what they give us, playing inside out while not turning the ball over, forcing it inside.
Is the big thing here to try to get shots that aren't rushed, I suppose, because they can make you rush shots. And I would think that's altering shots is probably a bigger thing for them than actually blocking shots.
Yes, no doubt. And, you know, they've got length and they've got athleticism. But one of the things that stood out to me was they on the Division I average, about 50% of shots are assisted. Against them, about 75% of the shots are assisted. So you've got to drive to kick. This isn't a team that you're going to be able to go one-on-one against, whether it's their in zone or man. You've got to drive to kick and make the extra pass, because once you do that, they all want a shot block. They all want to contest shots. That's where we're going to get our wide-open shots, is making that extra pass, driving in the paint, then kicking it, then making the extra. So that's one stat that we're kind of preaching to our guys and letting them know this is not a one-on-one game for us offensively.
And that's something you guys, I think, have been able to do pretty well this year, haven't you, been able to make that extra pass?
Yep, that's been our big thing. Coach Suarez has always been big on the three-plus passes for us, and we, you know, our percentages skyrocket when we do that, and it just shows that when you make the extra pass, everyone's involved, we just shoot a lot better.
Does it help at all? They play tonight, and they're playing against South Dakota this evening. So does it help having them play a game before you guys? You're kind of sandwiched in between their game tonight, and then the big game for them is Gonzaga on Sunday. So is that kind of a good place to be, I guess?
You never know. I think it does let us see what they've been working on for the last 4 or 5 days that they've had off, because they've have not that many sets right now that they put in offensively, and I'm sure they're going to add a couple. Versus San Diego, they put in a couple elbow ISOs for McDaniels. And so I'm sure they're going to add a couple things and put a couple wrinkles in. So we'll be able to pick that up by watching the game tonight. But, I mean, they're a competitive team. They got competitive guys, and their coach does a great job of getting them ready. So I don't think them looking ahead is going to happen with our game.
Musinski was an outstanding post for Belmont. How much different is Isaiah Stewart from Musinski?
They're different, but he's a monster. I mean, he's really good down there. He's got incredible touch, and he's a bully. So he's got a little bit of both, where he'll just take up all that space. But if you do cut him off, he's still got really good touch, and he can go over both shoulders. And there's a reason he's projected in the first round. He's an incredible talent. He's built like a man. But at the end of the day, we got to do a good job of not letting him get deep touches against us.
McDaniels also can be a matchup problem as well, because he's, what, 6'8", 6'9", and very athletic, and he gets into passing lanes.
Yep, he's an incredible defender. He's a shot maker. So we just got to do a good job of forcing him into contested mid-range shots and not letting him get to the rim. And then he's going to make a couple of them because he's a talented player, but we just got to do a good job sticking with our game plan and forcing him into tough ones.
What has you are a guy that deals a lot with the analytics. That's what you really enjoy that. So what have the analytics told you about this Eastern team this year on both offense and defense?
Well, offensively, we shoot a lot of threes. I want to say top 12 or 15 in the country. Just three-pointers, the ratio, the amount that we shoot is top 15 in the country. So we do that, but at the same time, we're shooting a really high percentage from two. So it just shows that we're kind of taking what the defense gives us. It helps that we've got basically everyone who's played has hit at least two threes in one game. So we got guys a lot of guys that are a threat from three, which is spaces teams out. So that's kind of a big thing offensively, analytically. And then defensively, I mean, I let me think about that one. I definitely deal more on the offensive side of the ball, but I think we have done a good job of keeping teams from shooting a lot of threes, and they've shot them at a low percentage, and that's been a big emphasis for us all year because last year that was our weakness, and something we focused on. Coach Book's been on harping that all preseason, and that's improved as the season's went on.
Coach, thanks for the time as always, and we'll see you in Seattle on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
That's Assistant Coach Dave Riley here with us on the Coaches Show. When we come back, we will hear from women's basketball coach Wendy Schuler off their tough loss yesterday against Pepperdine. They've got a home game coming up this week and another home game coming up on December 15th. So we'll talk about Eagle women's basketball, and we'll do that after this timeout. This is the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
An open letter to the woman currently figuring out what to get her husband for Christmas.
Hi, honey, it's me. Look, based on what happened last year with the gifts, I feel like he didn't read my note, like wish list. And if I'm being honest, it went down a little lumpy. I really just wanted that Northern Quest gift card. A simple gift for a simple man who buys radio time to communicate with his wife.
Give the gift of Northern Quest. Stop by or visit northernquest.com for details.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West with 60 daily departures provided by six major airlines. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to www.spokaneairports.net. The Spokane International Airport provides complimentary Wi-Fi internet, plus 10 food outlets and 7 retail stores. Parking options range from a wait-free cell phone lot and hourly parking for short visits to numerous surface lots and covered garage parking for longer stays.
The Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back, Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. A doubleheader of action coming up for you on Sunday at Reese Court. The Eagle women in action starting at 1. The men will follow that at 3:30. Tickets available now. Go online, goeags.com. Eagle women also at home the following Sunday on the 15th of December against Boise State. We talked to women's basketball coach Wendy Schuler now. Coach, I don't know that you can get a tougher loss than what you had last night again, or yesterday afternoon against Pepperdine, where they make a buzzer beater at the end to beat you by a point. But you've got a very young team, and I would think that is something you're going to be able to learn from, but it doesn't make the last 24 hours any easier.
No, it doesn't. it's definitely, you know, it was about a lot more than just that buzzer beater. The last 2.5 minutes, we just made some decisions that were very useful. and we definitely have to get better from that. But I liked so much of our effort yesterday, especially on the defensive end. I mean, when you hold a team under 30% shooting and, you know, to low 50s in point totals, that's all really good stuff.
That's going to win you a lot of games. If you can do that on a consistent basis, you're going to win a bunch of games this year, right?
I hope so. You know, we still have a lot to figure out on the offensive end. I thought we got great shots yesterday. And, you know, just still struggling to knock shots down. The positive thing I think we did yesterday that we hadn't done in the past is get the ball inside. Bella Cravens had a great game for us, and a lot of that's just attributed to the rest of the team, you know, really sticking to the game plan and also carrying over what we've been working on really quite a bit in practice.
Your first four games were Bearcats. You played all of them on the road. You've had two top 25 teams in Gonzaga and Stanford, plus Utah, that's a really good team included in there. You guys really hadn't played a close game yet this season, and you've got all these young players, a lot of freshmen and sophomores. So first time for this team to be in a close game, I would think you will be able to take a lot of things from that and improve on those late game close situations going forward.
Yeah, you know, it was, I guess, kind of a different experience for us to be in a game that was so close yesterday. But, you know, we try and practice to, you know, to work on, you know, playing, you know, 3-minute games and 2-minute games, and obviously just not enough carryover. And it is a lot of youthfulness, and, you know, Pepperdine deserves credit because they made some plays at the end. And, you know, if you look at their, you know, top 7 or 8, there's, you know, like 6 seniors, 5 seniors and 2 juniors. And so they just had a lot more experience, and they really showed it down the stretch.
Yeah, you're playing with 1 senior, what, 2 or 3 juniors, and everybody else is a freshman or a sophomore on this ball club. And a lot of those sophomores are players that didn't redshirt last year, so the players are just in the second year in the program.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday we started 2 freshmen and 3 sophomores, and so, you know, but on the other hand, you know, our sophomores played a lot of minutes last year, and so they really aren't like a typical sophomore. I think they do have quite a bit of experience. So I think everybody's frustrated today because we did so many things, like I said, right. But I do think, like, we should have had our score in the 70s and not made it such a close game on the offensive end. We just got to get better.
All right, so what do you have to do to get better? Is it just a matter of making more shots, or is execution something you need to shore up a little bit?
You know, I think it starts with making shots. You know, you can go back and watch the film, and we missed a lot of really good shots. I thought we got bodied up pretty much inside, and we've got to just be more physical and be able to withstand, you know, kind of lower body contact and things. And I didn't think we were strong enough all the time, but you know, I'm not real pleased with just how we're shooting it from 3. It's not that we're not putting in the work and the time. And so it'll get there.
Can it be as much mental early in the season like this when you haven't had a tremendous amount of success of players wanting it to happen more and maybe tightening up a little bit?
I think it is somewhat mental, but I thought we had a really good frame of mind yesterday. One of the things that I think has been really difficult for us, and we're continuing on this path, is so much time between games. Like, it would be awesome if we could play again tomorrow, or if we could play again, you know, on Thursday even. But having so much time in between every single game, I think we're not getting into any kind of a groove.
And so with that, you know, because you're limited in what you can do scheduling because there's so much time, would you like to see, especially since the women start the Big Sky Conference tournament ahead of the men, would you like to see maybe the conference schedule moved up a little bit for the women, and maybe you start like the 3rd week of December or something rather than after Christmas?
Well, I've been a proponent of that for a few years now, ever since we went to 20 games. I just have thought it's ridiculous that we play 9 games in those 7 weeks, you know, before Christmas, and then load up in 20 games, you know, in like 9 weeks after that. So, but on that note, next year, I've seen the schedule for next year, and we will open Big Sky play I believe it would be like this weekend next year. So the first weekend in December, they told us to leave that open to play our first two Big Sky games. So I'm very pleased with that. I was a little frustrated because I was really hoping that we would do that this year, and they didn't make it happen. But I am glad to see that it will be happening next year. And that'll help.
What do you want to see from your team in practice this week as you get ready for your next game on Sunday?
We are going to give them, you know, a little bit of time off today and then get back after it tomorrow and, you know, just compete, watch some film, and try and learn as much as we can.
Northwest Christian, obviously it's a non-Division I opponent. You probably don't know a heck of a lot about them today, I would guess.
You know, we've already started, you know, on our scouting report process, and honestly, right now we're worried more about ourselves and just trying to get better, you know, every time. And the one thing I do feel like is that from day one and until today, we've gotten better every time out, and every time we've stepped on the floor. And so, you know, we've just, you know, next Sunday we need to make one more jump.
Does that help at all with what's going on at the start of the year with you guys, with so many road games and then the tough loss yesterday? The fact that you're seeing improvement every game, is that helping just with mental state with you, if nothing else?
I guess. I guess. You know, we've got an awesome group of young women, and, you know, I just admire the fact that they show up every day and they listen and they work hard and they really are trying to do the things that we're showing them and asking them to do. And you know, I think if you have that kind of attitude in life, that eventually you're going to get where you want to go. And right now we're battling, you know, a little bit, but I'm not seeing anybody giving up, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there because I think we have a lot of talent. I think we got a lot of talent on our team.
And then your final regular non-conference home game is coming up on Sunday the 15th. And, you know, it's it happens occasionally in women's basketball where you get to bring in Gonzaga's come to Cheney on a regular basis. Every other year you've got a home and home with them. But Boise State is a team that will likely be in the NCAA tournament, and you get them here in town. So people are going to have an opportunity to see one of the better teams in the Northwest come to Cheney here in about 10 days' time.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be, I don't know, you could maybe do some research and see how many years Hodgins has played a game on the floor at Eastern Washington. And the last Hodgins, Brady Hodgins, is a senior for Boise State this year. So this will be the last time. And, I mean, I think, gosh, you could go back to maybe like 2012 or so when Haley was a freshman for us. So it's kind of a little bit bittersweet. And I've known Brady since she was a little kid. And so it'll be, you know, kind of fun to play against her one last time. And, you know, we're going to try and send her away with an L. But they are a very talented team. And, you know, I appreciate Gordy being willing to come over and do a home-and-home with us every year. I think it's a great thing to be able to get some programs like Boise State, Gonzaga, to come to our place and play us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. Fantastic that they're willing to do that. Coach, we appreciate your time. It's a doubleheader coming up on Sunday, so fans of the women's team can stick around and watch the men's play. Fans of the men's team can come a little early, watch the women play. I think it's a lot of fun. We do the doubleheaders more than one occasion over the course of the year, with Idaho also in conference play. So I would think you're probably like the doubleheader format.
I love it. I love it. More than anything, you know, I just have a great admiration for Coach Leggins and his program and his guys and what they do. And so I love the chance to be able to watch them play. We don't get to do that very often. So to be able to sit and just watch them play a game is going to be nice. And then hopefully the fans, you know, enjoy it. It's an awesome way to spend a Sunday afternoon. I don't think you're going to want to spend it outside, you know, tanning or anything like that. So might as well come into Reese Court and you know, maybe we can get some hot chocolate brewed up and have a great game.
Absolutely, Coach. Thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck this week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Head Coach Wendy Schuler, Eagle Women's Basketball coming up on Sunday against Northwest Christian. Back to wrap it up after this timeout. This is Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's going to cost me.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Well, just another reminder of what's ahead for the Eagle men's and women's basketball teams. For the Eagle men, they will be on the road at the University of Washington. That game comes up Wednesday night starting at 7 o'clock. Our pregame show begins at 6:30 right here. The Eagles look for their second ever victory over the University of Washington. They won in 2003 against the Huskies as well. Then on Sunday, a doubleheader as the Eagle women will have their next game against Northwest Christian. That game starts at 1. It's a doubleheader with the Eagle men who host North Dakota at 3:30. So two games for the price of one on Sunday at Reese Court. Then next Sunday, the 15th of December, Santa Swoop will be on hand as the Eagle women will host Boise State. That's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday the 15th. Santa Swoop will reappear as the Eagle men will host Omaha on Tuesday the 17th. And that ball game begins at 6 o'clock on Reese Court. So those are the home games upcoming. The men also have a home game against Multnomah on Friday the 13th in there as well. So we hope you join us. Get your tickets for Eagle men's and women's basketball as Big Sky Conference play starts December 28th. December 28th is when the Eagle women will begin at home. The Eagle men will start at home the week after that. For all your ticket information, any questions you might have, go online to GoEags.com and click on the tickets link. Our thanks to head coach Wendy Schuler of the Eagle women's basketball team, head coach Shante Leggins of the men's basketball team, and men's assistant coach David Riley for joining us here on this program. Next week, we are going to have our first show from 24 Taps in downtown Spokane. We will be there on Tuesday night next week. So Tuesday, December 10th? The Eagle Basketball Coaches Show live from 24 Taps in downtown Spokane. That'll be our last show at 24 Taps prior to the new year. We will have our coaches' shows after the new year. All of them will come to you from 24 Taps. So no on-campus shows anymore or shows from Boston like we did for the last show. They start next week at 24 Taps. We will have one more campus show after that on the 16th. And then once we get into the new year, we will be live at 24 Taps for all the shows. So we hope you join us again next Tuesday, the 10th. And then with our coaches show after the new year, all those coaches shows will come to you as well from 24 Taps, downtown Spokane. Great place to eat. And that's where we will be for Eagle Basketball Coaches Shows. And again, the first show coming up next Tuesday, the 10th. Eagle men's basketball coming up on Wednesday at Washington. Our pregame show starts at 6:30 with tip-off at 7. Eagle men and women at home for a doubleheader on Saturday. Tickets available right now online at goeags.com. We hope to see you there. Support these Eagle men's and women's basketball teams. And one more note, very quick note, the Eagle women will be hosting a free throw-a-thon. It's their fundraiser. It's coming up on the 4th. That's Wednesday. For more information, go online as well to goeags.com. Thanks to Steve Fry for his work in the studios. I'm Larry Ware. This has been the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here on the Eagle Sports Live Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the EWU Basketball Coaches Show, brought to you by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Gus Johnson Ford, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.